This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are with the lovely theme song from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We spared no expense to get that thing so that it was adaptable for your ear. And now, it's not only in your ear, it's in Michael Harrison's ear. Michael is here as the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. That's at talkers.com. Go there and see what's going on in the world of news talk radio, all the hosts that are profiled, all the shows that are profiled, what's going on for news. And we're here to talk about the news in a manner of speaking as it impacts our talk radio conversations in so-called news talk radio. So, Michael, a lot of things that are hooting, a lot of
They're hooting and howling.
It's like a hootenanny of talk radio here. And the more some of this stuff, now I'm getting relaxed in it, and it's getting to be funny. It's really kind of amusing, frankly.
Oh, really?
A lot of the stuff that's going on. Oh, I think it's very amusing, frankly. I'm not sure you agree with me on that.
I agree that there are certain aspects of the human condition that are amusing, but they're amusing in an ironic and a troubling way. They're amusing in a way that if you don't approach life with a degree of humor, you really can become quite depressed. You could become paranoid, frightened, depressed, and bitter. So
right.
I think it's good that you find it amusing.
Yeah. Well, I think part of it is that people are taking some of it. The thing that I take seriously is how distorted the mainstream news media is and how eager they are in the 24-hour news cycle to be first with a lot of bad information, misinformation. And so as that continues to play out, that isn't the Donald Trump thing. It's just the way these guys are. And they then have to eat their words. They sound foolish. And so, you know, I think that becomes part of the subplot here. So without any more of our own editorializing until we at least get through the lists, let's have you go through the top stories according to the research at Talkers and see where we go.
Yeah. This past week was, again, very interesting as we transfer from January into February 2017. Can you believe that? Already a month into 2017. At number 10, we have Super Bowl L.I.
Lie. It's a lie.
Lies.
Super Bowl lie.
I remember, and this is just vague information in my head, that they said that after 49, they're going to stop using Roman numerals, but they're still using the Roman. Okay, so I don't know what that's about, but it's Super Bowl 51. At number 9, we have the Quebec City mosque attack. At number 8, we have the DeVos nomination status. She's the Secretary of Education nominee. At number 7, we have the Trump-Nieto talk. At number 6, the Sanctuary Cities Order. And at number 5, we have the National Prayer Breakfast. 4, the Iran missile test. 3, the Berkeley-Yiannopoulos protest. At number 2, the Gorsuch SCOTUS nomination. And at number 1, Trump travels order and the protests against it. And that's basically another wild week in history that we've just experienced. We're, in the tail end of it. The people on our survey, Arnold Schwarzenegger at number 10, Betsy DeVos or DeVos at 9. At number 8, we have a tie between Rex Tillerson, Jeff Sessions, Steve Munchen, and Tom Price. At number 7, Milo Yiannopoulos. At number 6, we have Paul Ryan. Barack Obama's at 5, John McCain at 4, Neil Gorsuch at 3, Stephen K. Bannon, more commonly known now as Steve Bannon, at number 2, and at number 1 we have Donald Trump. And those are the characters, and those are the plays that are
there are some characters.
The stage of life.
Yeah, there are some characters. I'm reminded when it comes to Milo Yiannopoulos, or whatever his name is, the opportunistic, this guy makes it his business to get invited to college campuses where he knows he's going to get thrown out, just so he can make a lot of noise, and the protests begin, even though the issue of free speech, which is basically our whole moniker here, is to give, the idea is give people a platform. And if you don't agree with them, disagree with them. But this is happening.
Free speech, free, Yeah, free speech, Doug, is that the government can't censor what you say. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say that a private university can't.
No.
And so free speech in the loose sense of it, you know, should universities be open to anybody saying anything, or do they have the right to decide what they want as part of the bigger agenda? But free speech, the First Amendment basically says that the government cannot make it illegal for Yiannopoulos to say what he's saying.
So that brings up an interesting point, because Berkeley mm-hmm. is a public college. So is there a difference between public colleges that are run by the state versus private colleges that are run by private entities, churches, and other? I mean, I think that there may be slicing hairs here, but there's a lot to be said. I mean, I think this guy is a clown, frankly, and he's just doing. And remember, Ann Coulter used to do stuff like this until she sort mm-hmm. of settled down. It was the same kind of stuff. But it's interesting. Who's on the left that is like these people or gets treated like these people? I've been trying to think of that all week, and I haven't been able to come up with any names yet. This guy and some of the other characters that the left doesn't like. So who's on the left that the right doesn't like, that they do the same thing to?
The right doesn't like anybody on the left.
Well, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, but I had to get that in.
I know.
It has to do with... which group in America are the ones that are complaining and which ones aren't. It's a very interesting process. Sometimes it goes the other direction. I have found one of the good things about being as old as I am and being in the business as long as I am and being interested in this as long as I am, I have found that neither the left nor the right have an exclusive monopoly on fair play or operating in a manner that you could be proud of. I find both sides are capable of being hypocrites. Both sides are capable of doing the very thing they complain about the other side when they're not in power or when the tide of public opinion is in the opposite direction. So I don't think this is necessarily a left thing or a right thing, but you're absolutely right. Right now, most of the ones that are stirring up the apple cart are the right.
Yeah. And so under the circumstances, it is, you know, it's a play. That's really what I think people miss that. And all. It's a play. We're having a play, ladies and gentlemen, and we continue to play. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, great place to get filled up or filled in on some of your favorite hosts, the comings and goings of what's going on in the industry, also the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. It's 14 past the hour. Let me remind you how easy it is for you to have healthy circulation. Circulation of your blood is so critical. Blood flow is what keeps you healthy. You got to get the red blood cells out there to nourish your body. You got the white blood cells out there to protect your body. The immune system is completely based on what's in your white blood cell count. And you have cuts and bruises, or you have other things that are going on where your body's being attacked. You need to get the blood there so that you can protect your body. And the best way, the fastest way, the easiest way to get the things that you need, which basically encompass dietary nitrates. Nitrates are formed and are a major part of the ingredient that Mother Nature has put into beets. So the folks at Super Beets grow non-GMO beets. They harvest them, they cook them, they dry them, they powder them, and every little spoonful that you put into 4 ounces of water and drink every day has 3 beets in it. So you're assured of getting super blood flow, getting it in a healthy fashion, and therefore helping your circulation so the blood gets to your muscles, your brain, all through your body to keep you healthy and keep that blood pressure level where it needs to be. That's the Super Beet story. Simple, straightforward, and now to be effective and to have your body feel this way, you got to get Super Beets into your house. Where you do that is call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183 to enjoy all the benefits, the support that comes with Super Beets. What a great tradition they are establishing. This is a product been around for 3 years. We've been talking about it on this program for that long. And that's why they have a website called DougLikesBeets.com. You can go there and you can order as well as dialing 800-655-4183. 4183. So pick, take your choice, whatever you want. You get a free 30-day supply with your first order of Super Beats. 30 days, an extra month. And also the book Beat the Odds tells a story that I'm explaining here quickly in a few seconds. Go online to DougLikesBeats.com and order Super Beats. Get on the bandwagon. Feel the success. Feel good. Feel healthy. Feel great, in fact. 800-655-4183 or order online at DougLikesBeats.com.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts. Chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
It's Valentine's surprise time. Doug Steffen here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping and tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com. B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com. Use the code DJV.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
All right, so we have the charts and the list of people, and I look at all of these things. One of the most amusing things is the exchange back and forth between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Donald Trump. Who are actually friends, but, you know, the shot that Trump took, he's at a prayer breakfast. I was talking about the ratings of the, I find, now, I'm not really taking him seriously, you know, too much. Some of it I'm taking seriously, but I got myself all worked up about some things, and I think it's, I think that this guy, that's just the way he operates, whether you like it or it isn't, something you like, or whether it's all, you know, the guy from Australia who he hung up on, supposedly, he said, nah, don't worry about it, it's okay, we'll all be fine. So, you know, what do we then get concerned about? I guess that's the question. We really have something to be concerned about.
We get concerned about actions that affect our lives as opposed to style.
Yeah. Okay. So let's delve into that. What actions took place this week that affect our lives? Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 21 after on the countdown.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 and change after the hour as we continue our pursuit of information and conversation about the charts put together by the folks at Talkers Magazine, represented here by their chief cook and bottle washer, Michael Harrison. Charts for the week of January 30th to February the 3rd. By the way, did you learn how to spell February when you were in school in the third, fourth grade?
Yeah, you mean like spaghetti, like Pischetti? February.
Yeah. Or library.
February, that R. But yeah, I learned it, and I have not forgotten it. I'm one of the best February spellers in the world.
Good. And hopefully one of the best February pronunciators.
Yeah. February. That's all. There are certain words that are widely mispronounced, obviously, yes. Like nuclear.
Right. All right.
Realtor is wrong.
Right, realtor, yes, that's another
one. Realtor, yep. Jewelry, as opposed to jewelry.
Yeah, those are all good examples. That's great.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the things I've I'm beginning to take Trump more lightly than I did, which is much to the chagrin of my children, who don't think he should be taken lightly at all. I think there are some things that are important, obviously. The things, as you suggested a few moments ago, that affect our lives. Now, of the things that are on the countdown this week, in Michael Harrison's opinion, which one of those, or what number of them, are potentially life-endangering, threatening, or may affect our lives for the good or the bad?
I'm very concerned about number 10 on the stories chart, Super Bowl 51. But that aside, these are all very important. The Supreme Court nomination is important. It'll determine the tone of the future in terms of the courts. The Iran missile test, what's going on with the Iran deal, and anybody who has nukes in the Middle East or Afghanistan, India, all of these countries, terribly, terribly important.
All right, so let's stop there for a second. Let's take that as an example. How do we handle Iran? It looks to me like we've followed a course of appeasement to a point, and then now you've got somebody who's just sort of belligerent, and it would seem to me we ought to be trying to find somebody that was halfway in the middle of all of this, and I think that's maybe what's been lacking, and that's why we have the pendulum going so wildly from one side to the other. Do you think there's any merit?
I completely agree with what you're saying. It is really important that we be diplomatic and respect all peoples around the world. When you don't respect peoples and you just think America's great and we'll show them and we'll whack them with a heavy stick and blah, 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 hey, there's going to be negative blowback. And these people have weapons. And we've learned that we can't just snap our fingers and make everybody do what we want. So we have to treat people with respect. On the other hand, we've learned from history that you know, malignant regimes and fascistic regimes and threatening regimes tend to become very, very dangerous when not kept in check. Appeasement doesn't work either. So the answer lies in a balance between diplomacy and military might. And consistent, when you send signals to these people, they have to believe that you mean what you say. Consistency in action. We have been all over the place on that, and if anything, we need to be consistent. But I do think, personally, that Donald Trump is at least an antidote in the right direction in dealing with a heavier hand in the Middle East. There are many aspects to what he's saying that I personally don't agree with, and I don't want to get into that, and it's not my place to do that. But I'm giving you as honest an answer in a shorter period of time, that there are some things he's doing that I give thumbs up. Some of the ways he's doing it worry me, because people don't like to be bullied, and it doesn't work. In the long run, it causes trouble.
Well, they would say, including America. So let's hold on to it for a moment. We'll pause as we review the people and the stories every week at this time, courtesy of Michael Harrison's Time. I'm Doug Steffen at 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hour now, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the power behind the throne. He actually is on the throne. Michael Harrison.
As a matter of fact, I'm doing the show on the throne. I didn't know you realized that.
Right.
I really shouldn't have said that, but there's something about the term on the throne that just brings up my 11th grade, my 11th grade humor.
Yes, well, my fourth grade humor, it applies also under the circumstances. All right, so Michael and Doug here going through the charts, the stories, some of the behind the scenes. Okay, so I would like to have people listening to this program understand from your perspective one of the big stories that had not to do with what we were talking about on the air, but may affect what's on the air because there are so many news talk stations involved in the sale of CBS radio. There are many CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System, owned television stations. There are now movie production. They've owned a number, I think it's 140-some-odd radio stations around the country that they have owned, and now they're being switched to another company. And I'm not sure that the inside, that is who's buying, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But oftentimes when these things happen, especially given the track record that we have over the last 10, 12 years or since what happened in 1996, the Communication Act that liberalized who could own what radio station, I wonder about content sometimes and whether people who are listening to this ought to know that the content of some radio stations, not all, is predicated by what management likes, not what necessarily is successful. And so in this circumstance, are people going to get more, better, the same, hard to know? Or in general, what do you think people ought to know about why decisions are made in many circumstances to put certain programs on the air?
Wow, that's a very, very complicated question, and it's based upon a story that most of the listeners don't know. So here's the 10-second answer. One of the major companies, CBS Radio, is divesting itself of all of its radio stations, and another company called Entercom is in the process of taking over. So that's one major story. Two, it is a continuation of the process of consolidation, where we have fewer and fewer owners, more and more stations under a smaller number of corporate roofs. As to what you said about what's on the air is based upon the taste and the opinions of the owners, usually is the other way. What's on the air is based upon what they think will make them money, regardless of their own taste. There are some companies that do have ideology, but most of them, their ideology is the worship of the almighty buck and pleasing the stockholders. So the content of these shows is not so much based upon a small group of people forcing their opinions and taste on the public, but rather a small group of people forcing on the public the same old that they think will be successful. And thus we have less diversity, less chance-taking, less risk-taking, less creativity, and more of a formulaic radio. And the other thing is that for cost-cutting reasons, because it costs money to consolidate, fewer people are doing more jobs. And there's been a lot of automation and a lot of, especially in music radio, the DJ is gone, the music curator is gone. It's mostly voice tracks, and it's kind of, it sounds robotic. And that's about the best I can answer.
Well, not to prolong this, but I do think it may be of value to share an experience or two. I think I may have shared some of these with you. I'm not sure I agree with you. Maybe I agree with you or what the reality is when it comes to big city radio and what the big companies are doing. But if you're in an area where there are smaller companies, I can think of one company in Illinois, another one in Wisconsin, another one down in Mississippi, but there are a number of them that are controlled by families. And I've had the experience over the years of saying things that after I thought about saying them, you know, I maybe not, might not have said it the same way that it came out, but in some circumstances where I have actually lost stations because of somebody not really hearing nor wanting to hear what it was that I really said. And I find that it has to do more with religion, usually, than politics. And that's why oftentimes you're told, if there is a school anymore, stay away from the third rail is a discussion of certain political realities or religious undertones and overtones. So don't talk about religion and don't talk about politics if you want to have a well-rounded audience.
I understand what you're saying, and you know, sometimes radio broadcasters find themselves between a rock and a hard place. The rock.
Oh, they're in the unknown.
The rock being the consolidation and the corporate taskmasters, and the hard place being the crazy local owner that must have it their way, and you're working for some nut that owns a local radio station and their crazy family that tells them what to do. Right. So both can be a problem, but historically in America, and worse in the rest of the world, there have been third rails of conversation. I remember growing up saying you should never talk at the dinner table even about politics, sports, or religion.
We'd all be out of business if it was for that.
Right. Stay away from those. Don't you remember when we were growing up that that was a common expression, that if you want to stay out of trouble, don't talk about politics, sports, or religion?
Yeah.
You'll wind up in a fight. Well, I think we have more discussion about controversial topics today than we did back in the 50s and 60s on the radio.
Wow.
I think that it's relative to when, you know, last year or 10 years ago. The big trends are that we're more controversial than ever. The short trends are, I don't know. It depends on what's in vogue corporately or in terms of these crazy families. This year, because things are changing so much. But, you know, one of the problems talk show hosts have had in this last year, 2016, was they're not sure how their core audiences feel about things.
Yeah.
Many of them have been at war with the people that loved them for years. All of a sudden, their audiences have turned on them, specifically about Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that's the idea here. The essence of what it is that's acceptable and what people want to hear, or what the owner would say, well, my audience doesn't want to hear that. Well, how do you know? Well, because I got 3 phone calls, and how many people got listening to the station? Oh, I don't know, maybe 20,000? So 3 people called you, and you're going to change what you're doing because they are more important than the other 19,997 people?
Well, ironically, everything comes down to a group of people sitting around the kitchen table, whether it's the biggest corporations or whether it's a local station. It comes down to human beings influencing each other. And one of the most maddening things a creative person could face is they get an edict from the boss. And they find out that the reason this happened is because his wife or her husband didn't like it, or the gardener made a remark. there have been people fired because the gardener didn't like them, or somebody at the supermarket said something to the crazy owner of a station that it was irritating. A neighbor. You never know who it is pulling the strings. And then there's always the boss. That is influenced by, the saying goes, the last person they spoke with. Well, the last person they spoke with becomes the new rule, and the rules change every day. Working for somebody like that, I'd rather work for a corporation than a crazy local owner who is influenced by the last person they spoke to on a regular basis. Have you ever had that experience?
Absolutely. Last guy that goes through the door. Yeah, I absolutely have had that. And that's what I'm talking about to a point. I think you got into... Because you know the business. And I don't mean this, not sour grapes, but it's a little insight, because people who listen to this program kind of like a little bit of insight time from time to time about what's going on. And I will tell you that I have had circumstances where people will cancel the program because of something that they think I said that in 3 out of 4 cases that I can think of right off the top of my head, I never said. Didn't even come close to saying it, but somebody heard it because they've got their tin foil on and their defenses are up, and they don't want someone to say something that even allegedly is somehow controversial or against what it is that their values are. And we all remember, because we grew up in this era, the good managers of radio stations, when we really started to get into the era of talk, the strong era of talk in the 70s, the managers of these stations loved it when people called and were outraged, because that told you who was listening and the fact that people get worked up about. But now, the people that run these stations don't have time, nor do they really want to hear negative. And that's a problem, frankly.
It's a huge problem. It's a huge problem. And talk radio depends upon enlightened management that understand that with success comes controversy. If you don't have controversy, if you don't have people complaining, you don't have success. And that's the problem. The corporate impact on this business has been less and less of a stomach for controversy. And as a result, it's taken away, I think, from the spectacularness of the product.
Let's see what we have in the story list this week. Let's review that. I'm Doug Steffen on the countdown with the top 10 items. According to Talkers Magazine, at number 10, all the excitement about the Super Bowl. Number 9, the mosque attack in Quebec City. Number 8, the nomination to the Education Department of Betsy DeVos. Number 7, the various discussions the president has had with various foreign leaders and the outcome of those. Number 6, the order for sanctuary cities, or a sanctuary state, if you will, and whether that's legal. Apparently it's not. A national prayer breakfast and the conversation there. Number 5, the Iran missile test and the warning from the president and the administration. Number 4, the Berkeley protesting. Number 3, nomination of Mr. Gorsuch to the Supreme Court is number 2. And the most talked about item this week in the world of News Talk Radio has to do with the president again. That's the story. Let's pause for a moment. We'll get back for a couple of more comments from Michael Harrison. I want to know what's on Up Close and Far Out this week. You can check that out as well at talkers.com. It's 45 past the hour on the countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. More than 25 million Americans have varicose veins, and while they're a cosmetic issue for most people, large varicose veins can lead to more serious health problems.
Blood clots are complications of large varicose veins, and there are two types of blood clots. One is what we call deep vein blood clots, and the other one is superficial thrombophlebitis.
And it's those that Dr. Peter Glavitsky says form in the varicose veins. There are several symptoms to look out for that would require immediate treatment.
Skin changes, edema, history of phlebitis, history of bleeding, and venous ulcers.
The good news is that treatment for varicose veins has changed dramatically in the last 10 years. There are a number of tactics, including minimally invasive procedures using either laser or radio frequency energy, that can be utilized. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
It's Valentine's surprise time. Doug Steffen here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping and tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com. B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com. Use the code DJV.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with a reassertion of the people list. We have two lists, the people list, the stories list. So let me take a minute to review. So for those of you who may not have heard the context of which some of the conversation comes and revolves around some of these people, here's the list for this week. At number 10, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Number 9, Betsy DeVos. Number 8, Rex Tillerson. Number 7, Milo Yiannopoulos. Number 6, Paul Ryan. Number 5, Barack Obama. 4, John McCain. 3, Neil Gorsuch. 2, Stephen K. Bannon. 1, Donald Trump. Interesting that people are spending that much time. I don't know why we waste a lot of time on Yiannopoulos or whatever his name is. It's very interesting because the attention that was given to Barack Obama this week, in terms of where he was on that vacation island owned by Richard Branson, I think it's kind of cool under the circumstances. That's my view of the people list. All right, so Michael Harrison on the various pages highlighting what's going on in talk radio. We have a feature called Up Close and Far Out this week. You talk to somebody who, and this is inside, but David Bernstein, who has been a pal of mine forever, like we grew up together in the business, and his experiences, I'm betting, will be significantly interesting to listen to for people who go to upcloseandfarout.com.
What specifically specifically, he's taken a job as a professor of media at Caldwell University in New Jersey. And we talk about, is it possible to teach media journalism news without being accused of political bias in today's environment? Mm-hmm. That is the specific topic. It's not so much about radio history. It's about what is it like to teach media and journalism in today's environment on the university level? And it's fascinating because everything right now, you walk in eggshells about being accused of bias. And right. You can't talk about media without talking about politics.
Yep, that's for sure. And I find it disturbing that that's the case, but that is the case. But he's a really good arbiter of what's going on, and he's a really good broadcaster. So that's cool. A lot of people who love the format, you ought to check it out. Up Close and Far On. Michael Harrison here on The Countdown.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we have the services now of Stephen J.J. Weissman on the countdown. He's a lawyer, college professor, an expert on scams and identity theft, just a really good lawyer who is able to understand a lot of these issues quickly and help us understand what they mean to us. So of the stories this week, legal ramifications from, I suppose, the number one thing that lawyers are talking about is the nomination of Mr. Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. What sort of, you can give us a background. I think he's been pretty well vetted, it would seem, at this point. What do we not know about him that you think we ought to know? Anything?
You know, nothing really. If you liked Justice Scalia, you will love Gorsuch. One of the interesting things is here his age. The average age of a Supreme Court justice right now on the bench is deceased. I mean, they are really old. And Gorsuch is 49, so he's going to be a presence on there. I may not agree necessarily with some of his legal reasoning, and many of the people of we want what the Constitution originally said. Well, the Constitution originally said there were no rights to women, there were no rights to people of color. But the bottom line is he is a legitimate jurist. He will get nominated. There'll be a battle along the lines of party lines, but ultimately he'll be on the court. He'll be influential on the court. He's a scholar. And he's going to be around for a long time.
So then there's the national prayer of breakfast, And I don't know the legalities there, but the reference to the Johnson rule, maybe that's the part of it here that's very interesting.
Well, you know, again, we have a very interesting mix in our society in regarding the separation of church and state. And so, for instance, they will have discussions about this up at the Supreme Court. And as they start the Supreme Court hearings, they start them with, God save the United States of America. We start Congress with a prayer. So we're of a mixed mind as far as how secular we are. And so, President Trump is seeking to reinstate a greater religious presence. Some may doubt his sincerity. And the law, as far as the interpretation of it, it's totally up to the judges interpreting it because, you know, you look at it and strictly speaking, no, we are supposed to be a secular state, but we still have ample indications of religious presence in that. So I still think, though, this is more of a tempest in a teapot.
Me too. All right. Yep. The Sanctuary Cities Order is not, however.
No.
That's number 6 on the countdown. I don't get how California, as a part-time resident there, man, I'm going to be looking for ways of not paying my taxes if they make the whole state a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state or whatever it is. This is a very sticky area, I would think, and very dangerous.
Extremely. And you could be paying more in taxes because unlike the president's threat to cut off funds to University of California, Berkeley, because he felt that the college itself was behind protests against free speech by a conservative spokesman, there is a legitimate possibility of cities that are going to be the cities that are sanctuary cities losing federal funding. You know, I'm against the president's immigration policy. I don't think it's well-founded. I think it's very much against America. But I'm also very much in favor of the rule of law. And the idea of a city saying, we are going to enforce certain laws and not enforce certain laws, that gives me a pain.
Yeah,
and this is something where if the president wants to have a financial response, you know, I was going to say, God bless him.
Go get him.
It's a legitimate thing. Change law if you don't like it. But we are a country of laws, and picking and choosing which ones you're going to follow, I don't think is a good idea.
All right, let me tap into your skill in a scam sense. Police are warning cell phone users of this new scam. The caller says, can you hear me? You say yes, and supposedly they record that and use it to get at whatever they want to hack.
Here's how it happens. And I actually got one of these calls, so I heard it, and the voice comes on, can you hear me? And your immediate response is yes. So what is being said by various police departments, law enforcement, the Better Business Bureau is this gets recorded, and it's used as your assent to add charges onto your phone bill. They call it cramming or other things. You know, and in theory, that could work. The practice is no one has ever had this as a problem. We're fixing a problem that doesn't occur.
Oh. All right, well, then I'm not going to worry about it. You shouldn't either, folks. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on The Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.